thank you, Allah, for all your blessings. Thank you.
The respected viewers of Brotherly Channel, today we'll talk about good manners. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam emphasized a lot to have good manners. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha has reported that Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, through good manners, a person can attain the rank of the one who performs tahajjud salah and remains thirsty owing to fasting in hot summer. Respected viewers of Padani Channel, all we have to do is to attain good manners. Our attitude should be good. We should have good behavior. We should be soft spoken. We should be helping. Because if you define akhlaq, if you try to explain what is good manners, it's not in one word. You should have various qualities within your personality. Then a person can be said he attains good manners. Today I will talk one quality, if you can attain inshallah azawajal, that is also classed in the list of having good manners. And that is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, shall I not inform you of the person, halfai is haram, prohibited for the one who is good-natured, soft-spoken, forgiving, and fulfiller of people's needs. Dear respected viewers, few qualities Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and the excellence is also mentioned that a person inshallah azza wa jal, he will be free from the fire of hell. Who? The one who possesses good manners. And what are the good manners mentioned in this particular hadith is that he should have the manner of being good natured, soft spoken, forgiving, and he should fulfill people's needs. If only we can attain these beautiful qualities inshallah, so we can also add within our personalities these beautiful good manners. Irrespective of this, we should help others, we should be soft spoken, we should not be harshly speaking to others, we should not hurt others' feelings, and at the same time should forgive others. These are beautiful qualities, so adopt these beautiful qualities and have good manners. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.